This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
After the hour, a weekly exploration is underway now, courtesy of all the people that are associated with my various programs, the DJB Experience, Good Day, etc., etc., etc. So we have here on the dais, I don't know what the origin of that word is, Victoria, do you know? Victoria Keelan, ladies and gentlemen. What's the origin of the term dais?
Well, if I had to guess, I would say it would probably be Greco-Roman, right? Something about, like, some sort of...
God. It's a reference to God, Deus, or Dei.
It's Latin.
No, it's not.
It's Latin.
D-E-U-S, I think. Anyway.
It's Latin and old French, apparently.
Really?
Yeah,
and?
It started as Latin is the discuss, old French is the D, and then you get the Deus, which is Middle English.
Good for you. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you Jennifer Horn, who's here with us to discuss the items that are on the charts from Talkers Magazine for this week, ending on the 24th. The top stories, let's just go through them. I did this earlier with Victoria being the big voice announcer. It didn't work too well, so maybe I'll just move quickly through them.
No.
Myself.
Everybody's a critic, right?
I know. Horrible. March Madness is number 10. So if we take that aside, just looking at the rankings, college basketball. Now, this program airs all through the weekend, so the status as of the moment will change as more games are played. Is this the biggest weekend of activity, and most of the teams are the teams that are going to really get narrowed down this weekend?
I think we're in Elite Eight territory, right?
We're in, say it again?
We're in Elite Eight territory now.
Ah, okay. So Villanova is number one at the moment. Gonzaga is the number two, according to the AP poll I'm looking at. Kansas, three. Arizona, four. And North Carolina, five. Does that make sense?
That seems right. I mean, I'm sure that, yeah, I think some of those games have changed from Friday night and Saturday night's games. But
Yeah, right. So anyway, but there's lots of interest. And I think what I'm doing when I say I find there not to be too much attention being paid in compared to the years past, that's probably my own bias because I don't really give a damn.
Right.
And so under the circumstances, I should probably move on to number nine, which Jennifer, I think, thinking is the most important story of the week. Tom Brady's jersey was found.
Everyone can sleep now.
Is this awesome?
He's really having problems.
Awesome in what way? Rich McFadden, ladies and gentlemen, is also with us on the program. Why is this awesome?
Just the fact that they found these things in Mexico and a reporter stole them out of it. It's just they snuck their way across the border.
It's pretty easy to follow once you looked at the video.
Right.
Right? I mean, why do they need the Texas Rangers and the FBI
in
on it?
It had to take him about 10 seconds to look at this guy and realize that he was at all three of the games that had missing items. I just didn't realize that there was a missing jersey from 2015, a missing helmet from 2016. I mean, this guy's a serial thief. It's horrible.
You know what I really think is funny about it, though? The fact that the FBI really doesn't have anything better to do than to find Tom Brady's jersey.
That's
really?
Exactly it.
This is the top of your list?
With all of this stuff going on everywhere, terrorism, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
And that's what they said. It sort of reminds me of the time when John, Bush, a attorney general from
Ashcroft
from Minnesota, he sent the day after the attack on September 11th, he sent 30 FBI agents to Washington State to shut down the sale of marijuana. I mean, that's the kind of stupidity you got in people that are in some of these leadership positions. I'm not sure that... So although I'm beginning to change my mind, I have been pretty critical about the person that was the choice for Secretary of Agriculture. Most of you know I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster. And I was not impressed with former Georgia Governor Sonny Perdue, who this week has been in for confirmation hearings. But listening to him, he apparently has changed somewhat to the point where the union that I belong to, the National Farmers Union, is supporting him. And at first they thought, and I was following sort of their lead, but they didn't think much of this guy. But now they've studied him, and he's become a strong advocate for agriculture. And it looks like a lot of people want to get him confirmed. So that, along with the number two item, jumping around a little bit here on the list, the Gorsuch hearings. Is that how he pronounces his name? It's Gorsuch, right?
Gorsuch, yeah. Yeah.
Or is it Gorsuch? Gorsuch.
Such.
Gorsuch.
Right. Who, I think, presented himself quite well. Whether you agree or disagree with him, he seems cool, calm, collected, measured, everything that you want in a Supreme Court justice, even if you don't agree with all his points of view, right? And he had a
couple I have
the
Gorsuch crush a little bit. I mean, he answered every question perfectly. He seems like he really loves his wife. His family seems important to him. He seems very humble. Yeah. I mean,
very straight-laced.
Yeah, he seems kind of cool.
I can't get away from the fact that he kind of looks like a very serious Tom Bergeron.
He does look like Tom Bergeron. He's a little grayer.
Just like him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Except Bergeron's got that goofy look, you know. He's always kind of goofing around.
Yeah. Well, imagine Gorsuch on Dancing with the Stars. Ladies and gentlemen, Supreme Court Justice Neil Gorsuch.
That would be it.
Dancing. Let's see, who would be a good partner for him?
Charo.
There you go. All right. So anyway, so much for the Gorsuch. The two issues that they were trying to trip up on, they couldn't, were Roe v. Wade. And what was the other one? No, it's gone out of my mind.
It was workers' rights and Roe v. Wade that they were really giving him a hard time on. But the Democrats said this week, Chuck Schumer said that he's going to try to filibuster. So even when you have a really qualified candidate, and this is the problem with politics, is that when you start making everything political, people start to take you less seriously. And I can't understand what the good reason
didn't
would
Schumer
be to
vote for him when he went to...
Well, yeah, they all did. It was an anonymous vote. Yes, it was a unanimous vote.
Okay. Best question of the week was from Senator Ben Sasse when he said, my wife just texted me and she wants to know how you can go so long without having to pee.
I was also telling him about Ben Sasse interacting with him when he accidentally, like, his tongue got too big for his mouth and he said John Hancock signed Bigley or something. and Ben Sasse was laughing. He goes, did you just say Bigley? You owe me $5.
There you go. If you're hiring, there's a great place for you to post your job to find the best candidates, and that place is ZipRecruiter.com. You want to find the perfect hire? ZipRecruiter.com. Post your job to all the top job sites, and there are a couple of hundred of them. Go to ZipRecruiter.com. They use all the social networks as well. You get to these job sites just one click, and one click only. What does that remind you of, Richie?
One click. And one click only.
One click only to ZipRecruiter.com to find any candidate for any industry, for any job in any city. You'll find qualified candidates rolling in to ZipRecruiter. And let me give you the whole address here so you can use it free. We've got that arranged for you. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. All right? Post your jobs on ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's the deal. Try it. See if you like it. You will. So you'll keep going back and using it. I know that. And you'll know it, too, after you experience it. So if you're looking for somebody right this minute, right now, right here, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV and get to work on your new employee. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Tree.
Tree here, just calling to say thanks for letting me crash at your place the other night. Well, on your place. It was a rough night. I had a bit too much wind, and I think I might have broke your chimney, actually. So, yeah. Any chance you'd want to drop off my tire swing? Yeah. I mean, if not, that's cool. Okay, later.
Trees won't pay for tree damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling.
Call 1-800-573-0477.
Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last.
Call 1-800-573-0477. That's 1-800-573-0477. Call 1-800-573-0477.
Hi, let's see, we got 17 after the hour here. Hi to the folks listening to the program in Austin and up in Milwaukee, Indianapolis, Raleigh, North Carolina, Nashville. How do you do? How do you do? Providence, Greensboro, Norfolk, down in the Palm Beaches, Jacksonville, Hartford, Memphis. Hooray for you. Okay, let's get back to the stories. We're sort of going back and forth here, mostly because a couple of these stories that are on the list this week, I just don't want to talk about, frankly. One of them is number 8, the Chicago Facebook gang rape. Not giving any time to that whatsoever. Number 6, the Maryland high school rape case. It doesn't warrant any focus or time. And if you haven't heard about it, to the better for you. Although a lot of people... See, what happens here, this is a survey done by Talkers Magazine of the news talk radio stations that are doing serious issues and the program hosts. And so what they're getting is a sense of what people have put together in their basket over the week. And this is easy to talk about because we all know how horrible rape cases. We've talked about these guys in colleges that get preferential treatment because they're football players and they're raping women all over the place, and there's no consequence at all. So now these kids see that going on.
It's an illegal, though. I mean, that's what...
Yeah, there's a story here.
Is that there's a lot of stories here, and it's in Rich's area, is that these 17 and 18-year-olds were in the same grade with the 14-year-old, but because their language skills were not up to snuff, they were in this lower grade. And then you have the Maryland school, or you have the Montgomery County School District, who is essentially protecting these two
students. It's a sanctuary county.
Yeah, not releasing information on them, not really assisting in the investigation into this.
Yeah.
And as this is all going on, Maryland is trying to become a sanctuary state. It's so bizarre, the timing. You would think they would put that off.
And the other thing I learned here, my wife works as a liaison to the Latin community for Fairfax County Schools, which is right across the river in Virginia from Montgomery County.
Right.
And one of the things I didn't know is we have in Virginia schools just for older Latino kids who didn't get an education, who come here and need an education. So they don't go to the public schools. We have schools staffed and built just to take care of these kids. And I'm like, wow, what does that cost?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We are really in trouble, our country. And that's one of the reasons that Trump got elected, because people are fed up with this stuff, whether they'll get a real relief from it or not, because all of these various cities and states are trying to become sanctuary cities. To what avail? To what end? For what reason? You can say, well, because they're humanitarians. You know, at what point, there are these things that are happening, the individual problems with illegals, the guy that, last week, the week before, lost his fiance to a drunk guy who'd been deported 5 times. How is that right? How is that fair? How is it justice? 21 after the hour here, and an overview of what's going on in the talk world.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Party discussing what's going on. It's a conversational party, I think. I'm Doug Steffen with other members of my posse. Originally, we used to call it the gang. We have Victoria Keelan here, Rich McFadden, talking about the issues of the week according to the charts that are published at Talkers Magazine at talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, all the things that are going on in the industry. But our job here is to talk about some of the issues and not the other items. He'll leave that to Michael Harrison when he joins us in conversation later on. Number five this week on the story list, the situation in London. I don't know what the number is now. I think, Victoria, 8, 9 people have been arrested across the UK, and there'll be more probably over the weekend.
Yeah.
What happened in Parliament? 3 people dead, 29 hospitalized. This guy came from
died now.
Birmingham. It was a 4 people, yeah.
Yeah.
He started his life in London, and then converted, and the people at Daesh are taking credit for it. 7 pedestrians in critical condition. This guy was a British citizen too, by the way.
Right.
And the Scotland Yard said that he had been under surveillance for questions about being connected to Islamic terrorism for some time. So he drove his car across that bridge, ran over everybody in his path, crashed the car, and stabbed a police officer before he was killed. You look at the things that have been said by various people like Theresa May, who's the Prime Minister, and the Queen, and all this other stuff. It just is another testament to the craziness of the time we live in.
Here's the thing. At this point in time, all of these nuts who decide to go on these kind of missions know how it's going to end.
Yeah, for
they
them.
Know they're going to eat it in the end.
Yep.
And yet, you still get these lone wolves. And who are they arresting? I mean, you know, this guy
people
is just...
People are associated with him, but he...
Who's associated with him? He's a lone wolf, you know?
So, let's just pursue this thinking a little bit further.
So, how do you stop that?
Well, you don't really. Look at the, you know, unless you arrest, how many people are you going to put in jail? Or try to keep them in Guantanamo or whatever, unless they're really, if they have shown that they have done things. This guy hadn't really done anything. He'd been in trouble a couple of times for minor infractions.
Yeah, minor stuff.
They were watching him as a person of interest, but, you know, how many people are they watching? Thousands.
And that's what the feds say that ISIS is trying to reach, is these petty criminals who really have no life and trying to convert them.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Yeah. Yep. Okay, so now let's push this thinking one step ahead. Whether you realize it or not, there have been, over the past month and a half, 140-some-odd bomb threats against temples all across the country. No matter where in the country, even the town of Framingham where I live, the Jewish temple here was threatened by what turns out to be a U.S. citizen, born in Israel, so he has both an Israeli passport...
Oh, I thought he was an Israeli citizen.
...and American passport, but he has dual citizenship.
Both. Yeah.
Yeah. He was arrested in Israel on suspicion of carrying out these bomb threats. And so you got to wonder, this guy's only 19 years old. He hid using technology. He knows how to, at this point in his life, you know, it's almost like a movie or a TV show, bouncing off his phone off of this cell tower and that cell tower and hiding his IP address and all that other stuff. But leave it to the Israelis, man. They worked with the FBI, and they can find, they're very good, their technology is very good. So anyway, the Israeli police have not identified the motive for why would somebody who's Jewish, that would be the question, right? Isn't that the obvious question? Why is somebody Jewish?
Well, one of two things. You're trying to get the police to focus on a group that you hate, because they're obviously not going to suspect that a young Jewish kid is doing it.
Yeah.
Or you're trying to create some kind of a racial tension, race war.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There you go.
That was the kid that shot up the church in Charlotte last year.
Yeah.
He wanted to create a race war.
28 past the hour here.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh, man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is if a highway splits, it's a fork in the road, then wouldn't the long straight stretch be a knife in the road? And then wouldn't a cul-de-sac be a spoon in the road? What would a spork be?
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I just got to town, and I need a presentation printed for a big meeting tomorrow.
Well, Staples has everything you need to print, scan, and fax.
Great. Oh, just got a text. The home office made changes to the presentation.
No problem. You can access your files from a USB, email, or the cloud.
And the meeting isn't tomorrow. No, it's today.
Our machines are self-service, so there's no waiting.
And it's not here. Now it's in Ebensburg.
I hear it's lovely this time of year.
Print, scan, fax, and copy at Staples. Your office away from home.
Who's there?
Fallen off.
Fallen off who?
Fallen off pain patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock-knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidacare Pain Relief Patches. Our narcotic-free, maximum-strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock-knock joke anymore. Because pain is no joke. Find us at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See
you are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
A CNN original series.
Stop doubting and believe.
The followers who loved him.
I am the resurrection and the life.
The enemies who feared him.
Go to Bethlehem. Kill them all.
Who is the man behind the greatest story ever told?
Everybody who belongs to the truth listens to my voice.
Finding Jesus. New season Sundays at 9 Eastern and Pacific on CNN.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Of America, the conversations people are having on their or listening to, whether they're having, I suppose, the reflection that we do here, folks who are associated with my various enterprises, Doug Steffen with Rich McFadden and Victoria Keelan, both fine representatives of the fabric of America in terms of conversation.
Oh, thank you.
They have a different point of view, at least as far as politics is concerned. But yeah, we sort of get down to a consensus. And I thought maybe we ought to, as we're looking at the stories this week and some of the people that have been part of discussions on the straightforward news talk stations, we're here to evaluate what's on the talkers list that you can find at talkers.com for the 10 important stories and people that are on the list this week. So, as usual, Donald Trump is number one. And there are lots of things each week since we've dealt with the Trump reality that show a different side of him. There was an interview that was published late in the week, the president defending and doubling down, in fact, on a lot of the things that he has repeated since the campaign. One of the things he said, for whatever the reason, I don't know why this came up, went back to attacking Ted Cruz's father saying he was somehow involved in the assassination of John F. Kennedy.
Did he just find out about that rumor? I mean, we all knew about that last year.
He first asserted it last year.
I'm just saying he went back to it this week.
That's so crazy.
By saying this is somehow or other, the National Enquirer got a hold of it, and a number of other things, accusing him of peddling hoaxes and conspiracies. There's another Ted Cruz article that referred to another story in another magazine about Ted Cruz being not a friend of Lee Harvey Oswald, but having breakfast at one point in time or another. I don't know how all that is.
Wow. I mean, if that... That's a pretty horrible accusation.
Well, I mean, what it gets down to is this ongoing conversation...
Isn't it better things to do?
...about fake news. And what really is the reason? I think there's a philosophical conversation here, whether it's about stuff that is coming or not coming out of Trump's mouth or other people's mouths. There's a lot of stuff. You look at the 24-hour television channels that are doing news. There's just a lot of crap.
What was the... Was it Ike?
Napolitano? No, go ahead.
No, one of the famous political conversations back in the late 50s, early 60s, where they wanted his press secretary to release a story about his opponent having some kind of crazy sex thing or whatever like that. And the press secretary said, nobody will ever believe it. And the president or the candidate said, it doesn't matter. He'll have to spend 3 weeks defending himself.
That happened with Jack Anderson of the Washington Merry-Go-Round, the columnist. He ran a story about Thomas Eagleton, who was a senator at the time running for the vice presidency I think it was LBJ, second term. It may have been.
It was LBJ that did this, by the way. Yeah.
LBJ, yeah. Well, that wouldn't surprise me. But so the Anderson thing about Eagleton, though, was the same sort of thing. He claimed that, and it was actually right. What he printed was right, but what it did was destroy this guy's career because he alluded to the fact that Eagleton had been to see a psychiatrist, had been under treatment for stress or some kind of mania for years and years and years, and Anderson published it, and it ruined his career. He was done. And so you get into things like that, and Eagleton had been a pretty productive senator, and most people liked him. And so Jack realized after the fact, he and I became friends during the last 10, 12 years of his service, and he said to me once that it was, I don't know, I may have had him on the air asking him what his biggest regret was. He said, for basically ruining Eagleton's career, what he said about him, even though it was true, it wasn't necessary. It's like a lot of other things
right. That
we learn about these people. What the hell difference does it make?
That's what we know now is that they will use information to distract and destroy.
Yeah. And so with all of that, Richie, the fake news business has there's an interesting overview in a couple of newspapers putting the information together. How Americans, there's a new study called Who Shared It? How Americans Decide What News to Trust on Social Media. There's a group of researchers that show an alarming sort of force that looks like it makes us think that Americans ignore the source of a claim. But if they see it in print, then they believe it. And that goes back to if you tell people, this is P.T. Barnum believed this and was excellent in the circus at telling people things that they wanted to believe even though they weren't true. Like, there was really a woman who had a beard or something like that. And this way to the egress. Well, this is just the modern day, this is the modern way of dealing with that stuff. Fake news, what's credible, that sort of thing. The Associated Press teaming up with the American Press Institute to research all of this stuff. 1,400 Americans were part of the survey, and the people who participated were presented with a Facebook social media post, well, kind of a Facebook post, The article was headlined, "Don't Let the Scale Fool You, Why You Could Still Be at Risk for Diabetes," as well as the text of an article itself. After they read the article, the respondents answered a number of questions about whether the article got the facts right, expressed diverse points of view, was entertaining, or contained easy-to-find and trustworthy information, and then revealed how likely they were to share it. The finding here that's most important for everybody to listen to is that, I'm reading this verbatim from the study, people who see an article from a trusted sharer and one written by an unknown media source have more trust in the information than people who see the same article from a reputable media source shared by a person they don't trust. So if you trust somebody, if Rishi or Victoria sent me something that was supposedly from some source, I'd believe it because I trust them.
Right.
When, in fact, they could be...
We could have made it up, or it could have come from a totally fake news source.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's sort of what the basis is to all of this concern that people have, justifiably so, as to where you get your news and information. It really bothers me when people say they get all their news from listening to talk radio shows. There may be some trinkets in there that are newsworthy, but remember, these people get paid to express their opinion, these ladies and gentlemen, and to get you stirred up, not to tell you what is actually going on.
Well, you can't trust any one source for anything.
You know. Right.
No, but how TV do you know what news, the right sources newspapers. Are even to check, Richie?
But see, this is exactly the problem
you
with Facebook.
You have to read
Facebook.
Five sources and then make your own mind up of what the truth is. You know, if you see the same info in three sources of your five, then you're like, okay, now I'm getting somewhere closer to the truth. But in the end, you have to decide whether that source... or whether that piece of information that you saw in three of your five sources, does that make sense to you,
right.
Or is it true?
So let's carry this one step further. It's very interesting, this past week, a number of big advertisers were saying that they will not advertise anymore on YouTube, Google, Facebook, because these websites are not doing enough to prevent offensive material, hate speech, fake news, that sort of stuff, from being a part of what is being spewed around. I thought that was very interesting.
Don't you think that is?
Well, yeah. I mean, you've got Chevrolet ad running up next to somebody who's, anti-Semitic and some YouTube, some ranting crazy YouTube video where some guy is saying, whatever to these people.
Right.
And they're like, whoa, how do we control this? I don't want to be next to that ad, next to that video.
Yeah.
And they can't control it yet, so until they can.
Well, it's and then there's another pejorative to that. Let's say there's a story about Scientology, which is drubbed by people far and wide. And it may be true, but yet nobody wants to be next to anything that has a connection to Scientology for whatever the reason, mostly because the news media has done such a job on it, whether do they deserve it? I think they have a lot of strange things going on in Scientology, but whether you're getting the straight story. I saw a movie last week about Scientology produced by a Brit. It was fascinating. Whether it's all true or not, I felt uncomfortable about some of it, just thinking that it was easy to take a shot at Scientology because it's Scientology.
Is that the BBC journalist?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was featured on the Leah Remini series as well. I think the reason, and maybe he talks about it in the documentary, but the reason that he's been so compelled to go after Scientology, he was just doing a regular report for whatever newspaper he was working for. And then they targeted him.
Yeah.
They have tactics that are, I mean, you would really be surprised that they're legal.
Yeah.
So, from everything that I've learned from watching a lot of Scientology type stuff and people who were in the church, I can't even believe it's still allowed.
I think that there are philosophically a lot of things that come out of Scientology that are good. But then what goes beyond the message are the crazy, this guy that runs it has got to be out of his mind.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the people that are his lieutenants are, they're scared for their lives often because this guy's so crazy. So that taints everything else that comes out of there that might be good. That's just human nature, I think, isn't it? under the circumstances.
I don't know. The more stuff I've read about L. Ron Hubbard, I mean, he was just a whack job. So I don't really know.
He was just a whack job.
Right.
He could be a whack job.
That doesn't mean you're bad. A lot of people think I'm a whack job. I'm not a bad guy.
No, Doug, this guy was, like, he kidnapped his own child. I mean, this guy was, he was not a good person.
Nobody's arguing that he was a good guy.
You and Ron Hubbard are actually very much alike.
Oh, thanks, Rich.
I would never say that.
Different species of animals come from different planets. And
the Church of Dudley. Yeah. Dudleyology. How about that? We're starting a new religion. For those of you who don't know, my given name is Dudley. Dudleyology, yes, in the focus.
Coming to a church near you.
Right. 46 past the hour.
A CNN original series.
Stop doubting and believe.
The followers who loved him.
I am the resurrection and the life.
The enemies who feared him.
Go to Bethlehem. Kill them all.
Who is the man behind the greatest story ever told?
Everybody who belongs to the truth listens to my voice.
Finding Jesus. New season Sundays at 9 Eastern and Pacific on CNN.
The wrong boot will make your work suffer. Take Yeti. That's his forklift with the front wheels hanging just over the edge of the loading dock. And that is a big bead of sweat dripping down in his face because he's pretty sure if he moves, this whole thing is going to go further south. Sure will be interesting when everybody gets back from lunch. When your feet hurt, your work suffers. So get the Timberland Pro Disruptor Worksheet. Anti-fatigue technology and a 30-day comfort guarantee. Timberland Pro. Visit your local Timberland Pro retailer to get a pair.
This is A Healthier You, and I'm Grace Marie Turner, president of the Galen Institute. Should patients be worried about their doctors? Unfortunately, the answer is yes. American doctors face growing constraints on their ability to provide the best treatments possible to their patients. Reams of paperwork and onerous restrictions on what they can prescribe are diverting their attention from what they do best, delivering quality health care to patients. This development is approaching a crisis level in the view of many physicians. Some doctors are already speaking out on the pressures that insurers and others are placing on the medical profession, but the public and even many policymakers are not aware of how bad the situation is. Patients need to tell policymakers that they want to see the doctor-patient relationship kept at the center of American medicine. It is in the interest of all of us to let doctors be doctors. For more details, check out Facebook, Better Healthcare Policy.
All right. Here's something that has nothing to do with the countdown, but maybe it'll be fun for you. We've established a special telephone line, and we've asked people this week to start calling in. The number is 800-282-2333. There is a question each week that has to do with something that's going on in the world. The question we asked this week, do you believe that you'll be better off in 2017 than you were 2016? So, Richie, you can call 800-282-2333 and answer the question yes or no. You press 1 for yes and 2 for no, and then there are other things that happen once you have voted. But there are a lot of people, thousands of people actually, who have done that this week. You can, and it'll tell you when you answer, push the button, whether you're with the majority or the minority of people who have called in ahead of you. So in terms of any good conversation on a program like this, a lot of folks are focused on whether the benefits of what's going on politically are going to boil down to them. So if you're better off, you think, this year than you were last year, 1 for yes, 2 for no, 800-282-2333 at 10 before the hour.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescription so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Good you are at recognizing sound effects and how good you are at remembering really great adventure stories, this theme that Chuck Curry has us listening to today goes back to a movie that was made in the 70s when Steve McQueen was a big star, James Garner was a big star. Listen to the motorcycle and see if you can figure out what it is. Richie, well, you probably already have the sheet, both of you.
Plane.
No, not a plane. It's a motorcycle. And the scene has Steve McQueen, if I have the right scene in my mind, yes. Chucker, going up and down the fence, or was it Garner, yes. Or both of them?
No, just Steve McQueen.
Steve McQueen.
It was 1963. Let me tell you a quick story.
Was it that long? Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was. Let me tell you a quick story about that scene. Steve McQueen was so good on a motorcycle that he played the German chasing himself. They just spliced the film to make it look like, you know, like he was a
on a different motorcycle. He was on a different motorcycle. He got dressed as a German and put on a different motorcycle to chase himself, yeah.
But the famous scene when he actually jumps that fence, the studio wouldn't let him do it. It was a stuntman that did that stunt. But
yeah.
One of the great movies of all time, one of my favorites, 1963, yeah. The Great Escape. And the reason we play that is because Steve McQueen was born on this day in 1930, passed away in 1980. Also known for Bullet, The Towering Inferno, one of the great pairings of all time with Paul Newman, and I love Steve McQueen.
What was the name of his first character in the TV show before he became a big movie star?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Wanted. Dead,
wanted, yeah.
Or alive.
Wanted, dead or alive.
Yeah.
I've never seen him in a movie.
Really?
My brother loves all the old Steve McQueen movies with the cars and the motorcycles.
The
and
Bullet.
I've never
you
seen
have
one.
To see. You can't be a red-blooded American and not having seen Bullet. Bullet is one of those movies, and I remember more the bad guy, or one of the bad guys, was Bill Hickman, who was a stunt car driver and became an actor. And almost every scene, if you look at the credits for movies from the 60s, 70s, and 80s, you will almost invariably, in any action flick, see either Bill Hickman or the guy that did Burt Reynolds. What was his name?
Hal Needham.
Needham. That was one of those two guys that orchestrated all of the stunts, all the car crashes, all the chases. So, but he had this sinister look on his face. So he was driving that Dodge as they were chasing Steve McQueen's character around San Francisco, and
yeah.
McQueen got the best of him. But
they used, and Hal Needham did that insane stunt, I think, in Chalk's Machine when he fell out the building backwards. He dropped like 30.
He broke his back.
Epic. Yeah.
He broke his back. He broke his back any number of times. Every bone in his body. Hickman was smarter than that. So Hickman always knew how to sort of cover himself, so he didn't ever. I don't think he ever really got seriously hurt.
Well, no matter how much they pay you, it's not really good to break your back.
Now, look at what happened to Wilford Brimley and Farnsworth. Those two guys were stunt guys, mostly in commercials and westerns, and they both looked at each other one day when they were in their 50s and said, we're too old for this. We're not going to do this anymore. So they both went out and tried out for parts and got them.
They
became legitimate actors. They were great.
Yeah. But Wilford Brimley had too much oatmeal, I think, later in his life.
Yeah. Getting along now. And Farnsworth killed himself three, 4, or 5 years ago when he found out he had cancer.
Well, that ain't good either.
No. Wow. All right, Chucker, you got the rundown of what's coming to the theater this weekend?
Three movies, Doug, although Beauty and the Beast will hold the top spot, tracking at around a $77 million second weekend. There's a movie called Life, which is basically an alien ripoff. Though reviews are good, Jake Gyllenhaal, Ryan Reynolds, tracking at around a so-so $18 million opening weekend. Then you got the kid superhero movie Power Rangers, $38 million opening weekend. And then you got Chips, which is based on the 70s TV series, tracking very badly, just a $7 million opening weekend.
The movie's got Michael Fassbender and Ryan from L.A. What's his last name? I never remember all those.
Did it come out yet, or it's coming out?
I thought it was out this weekend. So the trailers are all over the place for it. It's in L.A. anyway. I know that, but they always open earlier in L.A. That looked like it'd be a fairly interesting movie.
I'll tell you a quick story about a movie in Los Angeles. A theater called the Nyer Theater. I'm not sure where it's in L.A. They're currently playing a movie, a cannibal horror movie titled Raw, and they're handing out vomit bags. I have not seen this since the early 70s. It was a movie called Mark of the Devil. I think I was 7 years old. My father took me to see it, and they handed out vomit bags. Yeah. That's a better effect in 3D, in my opinion.
Movie I was talking about, Song to Song. All those guys. All right, Chucker, good job. 59 past the
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.